pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first thing we have coming up is public comments and announcements. We don't have anybody out in the gallery today. Staff? Board? Okay. Moving on to the consent agenda, we have item 4.1, approval of the minutes from the regular meeting on July 15th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, approved. Moving on to item 5.1, discussion and action to have staff conduct a survey of all beach-related activities. And I will recuse myself and let the board do their thing.
Thank you. So the mayor and our council have requested that our board evaluate the current activities that are ongoing on the beach. Currently, what they're looking into, what they'd like to look into is to better align what's happening on our beach, what we would like to happen, or maybe what we don't want to happen, and make sure that that aligns with our ordinances. So they're looking for a recommendation on activities that we want to happen and what we don't want to happen. Because right now there's a lot going on out there that isn't defined within any of our ordinances. A lot of commercial activity and events, signage, that sort of thing. And so they would like for us to essentially conduct a survey, what's happening out there, bring that before the board for the board to review and evaluate, and then the board would provide a recommendation to council on how to proceed and move forward. That's kind of the gist of it. So what we're looking for today is to proceed with that so that we can come back, staff can essentially evaluate everything going on. We've kind of already done that and have an idea, but we can refine that list and provide a better, a full presentation on that at one of our next meetings once we have everything for everyone to look at. And then, of course, if there's anything that you guys see out there or would like to add to the list, you can definitely email Emily or I so that we can make sure that we include that in our evaluation. And then we can do that at one of our next upcoming meetings. Does anyone have any questions?
So do you think this is going to be a worthwhile activity? Are there people that complain about stuff that's going on out there, or why is it, what is the need to have it all in an ordinance?
So right now, our ordinances kind of only cover, and it's not even under our Chapter 22, which is regulates, our beach and dune permitting, that sort of thing. Under Chapter 13 is where it kind of really only talks about special event permitting, umbrella vendors, umbrella setups, that sort of thing. But there's a lot going on the beach. Examples include gender reveals, proposals, merchandise sales, food and alcohol sales. There's yoga, Pilates, there's water activities. There's the banana boats. Because right now, a lot of the water activities or surf lessons and that sort of thing actually they don't come and get a permit from the city or anything. They operate under an umbrella permit, an umbrella vendor and their permit. And so there's just a lot of unregulated things currently going on the beach. And so the purpose of this is to look into that, say, okay, yeah, we want to have, this is just an example, proposals are allowed. We'll have a wedding / proposal permit just to document that, or I don't know, that's just an example. But looking in that, or maybe we don't and say, no proposals on our beach, and so that's kind of what, again, that's not what I'm saying. That was just an example. It's same thing with signs as well. Right now there's really not allowed any signage, but a lot of places do have signage. And so just kind of clarifying that, we have sandcastle lessons going on out there and there's just a lot that we kind of want to refine. And so it makes it easier for when something does come up, like recently picnics have been a thing. And so there's no regulations on that, you know, there's, so looking at that kind of stuff, I hope that makes sense.
Well, it sounds like you think there's a need to do it.
Yes.
But when you do it, could you separate it into items that code enforcement may actually be able to enforce? I didn't say they would, because I know our code enforcement would be able to, like proposals, how do you stop a proposal? So into those that have some, that the city can do something about, and others that there's no sense unless we want to unless we want to approve proposals on the beach.
So they've kind of, our code enforcement actually has kind of already come up with a list, and then I have a separate list as well of stuff that they've seen out there, and they've broken it down into, the first was commercial activity and events, second was sign violations, and then another was umbrella setup violations. And so we've kind of already have it broken down in there. I have my own list that I've kind of been keeping track of, just so that we can, you know, when we're looking at this stuff, you know, defining a lot of stuff, because stuff comes up and, you know, it's hard. We can't go and regulate it because there's nothing in the ordinance. But if we had something in the ordinance, like, I don't even know an example, but we could then say, okay, no, you, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of an example. But we're trying to get that and get it broken down into our ordinances so that we can have something to go out and be like, no, picnics aren't allowed, but right now there's nothing there, so we can't really do anything about it. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion that you all go out and do a survey of all the activities going on the beach and bring them back to us for discussion.
I second it.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And I'm going to abstain. Motion passes.
Awesome.
Item six.
Thank you.
The meeting is adjourned.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.